Most people think that when they observe their children, how quickly they acquire language, that must be a miracle. While in fact, of course, this can be studied and it is not that miraculous. What is really going on can be explained by looking at the brain. The best way in a family is that one parent should speak one language. So if there are two languages in the family, one parent speaking French and the other speaking Dutch or English or whatever, and to consistently do that for the first 5 years, that would lead to bilingualism. We can learn 4 to 5 languages properly, provided we put them in environments where the languages are meaningful.
Hey, Anjali, what's this?
Glasses.
Anjali, what's this?
Teddy.
Yeah, that's Teddy. Where's Teddy's nose?
If you make the situation such that the child can effortlessly adjust to it, then it is indeed the case that the child picks up a language quickly, as we say, boo. In schools, it's a different story. Schools should adhere to a specific language pedagogical approach in order to obtain the same results. Implicit learning is learning without being conscious that you are learning. For instance, when you are cooking in a French language, you will pick up a lot of French terms and expressions in French without being aware of it.
Ça a l'air bon, hein? C'est quoi?
Alors d'abord, on cuit la queue de bœuf. On cuit la queue de bœuf en pot-au-feu pendant 3 heures, 3 heures et demie.
Explicit learning is what you do in school, where you go and sit down and people explain to you by way of grammatical rules and vocabularies how a language looks like. Now we know that if you learn something first implicitly and later explicitly, that then you get the best results. When you read something, that's okay. But when you read something, you listen to something and you do something, that's even better, because the more stimuli you get, the better results you have in the learning process.
One!
Uno! Un!
Ichi, two,
dos, de,
ni, three,
tres, trois,
san.
We think that in education, two languages can indeed be used, provided they are meaningful again and they are put in the right context. We will still use English, for instance, or French or Dutch or whatever, but it is not forbidden to use another language for specific purposes.
Today we're going to learn the verb to have. It has to change when we use he and she.
No, we do not need grammatical structures nor vocabulary lists to speak a language. Unfortunately, in school, think differently. But now, with the upcoming of multilingual education, we see that most schools are aware of implicit learning and they start getting rid of those grammatical and vocabulary aspects, and we can then speak of real implicit learning. More is retained by the brain through implicit learning, and that is sustainable learning.